From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says 8 million people have now signed up for health insurance on the government's new exchanges. NPR's Scott Horsley reports a last-minute surge in signups is now stretched to 2.5 weeks.
March 31st was the official deadline to enroll in insurance coverage this year, but the government allowed anyone who'd begun the process by that date to finish up, so the total now exceeds the original target by 1 million people. President Obama celebrated the milestone in a White House news conference while taking the law's Republican critics to task.
They still can't bring themselves to admit that the Affordable Care Act is working. They said nobody would sign up. They were wrong about that. They said it would be unaffordable for the country. They were wrong about that.
This week, forecasters from the Congressional Budget Office predicted the government's cost for the law will be lower than previously expected, thanks to slower growth in insurance premiums. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In eastern Ukraine, more than 1,000 people gathered for a rally to counter the message of separatists who want to break away. NPR's Zora Shapiro reports the rally for unity was a rare expression of optimism as the country creeps further toward political chaos.
Until now, most of the big rallies in eastern Ukraine have been demonstrations by pro-Russian separatist groups occupying government buildings. This pharmacist named Olga says she is part of the silent majority that prefers to keep the country intact.
Me, I'm afraid to go out and speak Ukrainian language and hold my Ukrainian flag and showing that I'm Ukrainian and I'm proud of it.
At this rally in Donetsk, a large public square overflowed with people waving Ukrainian flags. They sang the national anthem and chanted, "Bless Ukraine." Hundreds of riot police maintained a perimeter around the demonstration to ward off troublemakers, but there was no violence at all. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Donetsk.
Colorado judge is playing a central role in a case that will determine whether gay couples can be barred from marrying by some states, including Oklahoma. Three-judge panel today heard arguments over Oklahoma's marriage law a week after considering a nearly identical case in Utah. Sharon Baldwin is a plaintiff in the case challenging Oklahoma's gay marriage ban.
We believe that we have justice and history on our side, and those are two things that no amount of tradition is going to overcome.
The case was the first to reach the appellate court since the Supreme Court last year struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. During today's hearings, U.S. Circuit Court Judge Jerome Holmes seemed to be siding with a higher court, saying the state cannot define marriage in a way that would trample on constitutional rights. According to a new report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, a proposal by Senate Democrats to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would force businesses to spend an additional $15 billion on workers' salaries through 2013. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 16 points to 16,408. The Nasdaq gained 9 points. You're listening to NPR. As retailer Walmart continues to strive to be all things to all consumers, the company says it's continuing to expand its banking operations with a new money transfer service it says will cut fees to customers by up to 50%. The service rolling out later this month will allow customers at the world's largest retailer to transfer up to $900 to and from more than 4,000 of its U.S. stores. Service will be done in conjunction with money transfer service Ria Money. 50 years ago today, Ford unveiled the first ever Mustang at the New York World's Fair. Since then, more than 9 million of the cars have been sold. NPR's Craig Wyndham reports Ford is marking the occasion by repeating a publicity stunt it staged back in the 60s.
The Mustang was popular even before its debut on the strength of TV ads touting its features.
You get bucket seats, wall-to-wall carpeting, all vinyl upholstery. Even though Mustang is a dream, its low price is a beautiful reality.
Ford celebrated the 50th anniversary by parking a bright yellow Mustang convertible on the observation deck atop the Empire State Building in New York. Ford's George Samulski told USA Today the only way up is the elevator.
Which meant we could had to cut the car in pieces, no larger than 36 inches wide.
6 pieces to be exact, plus assorted smaller parts.
And we took it up piece by piece.
Samulski says 50 years ago the Mustang was smaller, so it only had to be cut into 3 pieces plus the windshield. Craig Wyndham, NPR News.
Maybe a bit bigger and colder than Earth, and it's a long way off in the cosmos, but scientists say they found a planet they believe is the closest match for Earth thus far. Known as Kepler-186f for the telescope that found it, astronomers say the planet with a diameter of 8,700 miles has an orbit within the so-called Goldilocks zone, neither too hot nor too cold. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.